Yeah, we've got Lee Shears on the line from up in Ellalong, actually, outside of Newcastle. And Lee is involved with Hunter Workers, formerly Newcastle Trade Tour Council, and is also involved in organising the march in March in Newcastle. Welcome, Lee.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
What?
So when's the march in March happening?
The 25th of March, we'll be all getting together at Wheel of Place around 1 p.m. on Saturday, 25th of March in Newcastle.
Yeah, sweet. And do you know what other cities it's happening in?
I believe it's Sydney. I think they're organising in Melbourne, Brisbane, and a number of other regional areas around the country. I think they're looking around at Hobart and Perth as well. There's quite a few going again.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's good to see a return of the March in March phenomenon.
Yeah, and I think it's been called for. We started organising, and I think a lot of other regions around the country have started organising, I suppose, a bit late in the day. But, you know, as it was organised through Facebook in 2013-14, it's the same today. So we started getting messages via the Facebook pages. What's going on? We need to revive what was happening back then, because a lot of it's the same. A lot of it's the same as when everyone was concerned about what Abbott was going to bring, you know, his direction and his agenda and the government that he led and what they plan to implement or impose on the Australian people. We've got a Mr. Fonzie Jacket, Malcolm Turnbull leading the coalition. Not a great deal has changed, you know. People remember that he was part of the ministry that was looking to implement cuts to health and education and, was bagging out the asylum seekers and wanted to stick them in, you know, Guantanamo Bay, Australia's Guantanamo Bay offshore. And so everyone remembers those things and people are angry.
Mm. And what's the process been for organising this? How have different groups, different people been able to sort of get involved in making this latest one happen?
Well, it's an open forum. It's, as our leading title says, people united for better government.
Hmm.
I just put it out there. I just put it out for people because there was people, messages come through the Facebook pages. So we just put a notice out. An organising meeting will be held on X date and next time, and for people who would want to come along. And an initial meeting, there's only a handful of us, and there only ever has been a handful of us here in Newcastle. But they're different people today. We've got from people from from the union movement, local union movement, to asylum seeker advocacy groups. People are concerned about homelessness and housing affordability, to domestic violence and the unemployed workers union, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, is concerned about the debt crisis and the job network agencies and what goes on with them and how they treat people. So it's a broad church. We've also got people that non groups that have sent their support and commitment that they'll be there on the day with numbers and their banners and their voices. So it's quite broad.
Yeah, that's excellent. Because I found that, it's often the story on the left, there can be divisions and beef between different groups or whatever, and I found that was, because I was involved in the March in Newcastle a couple of years back,
yeah.
And I thought that there was a really kind of inclusive culture there, where different organisations were able to, people from different political backgrounds were able to get involved and work together. I found that really a really positive part of the Newcastle organising group, and I thought the rally was, quite good for Newcastle, city of 500,000 people. We had pretty good turnout.
Yeah, it was pretty powerful back in 2014, and it was good working with you then. And I think you walk on a fine line sometimes with the diversity, but it has worked. you know, there's no direct leadership. I think that's some of the things people have come on board this time who are new, are surprised that there was no central leadership. And I think that's the thing that's worked so well, is just having it, just to understand that other people have a place and have a role in our community. And I think, you know, just with that attitude, everyone works well together. And regardless of what's going on, we've got a common goal and we've got people for better government.
Yeah, excellent. And what was there a mobilisation yesterday as part of this National Day of protests against the return of the ABCC and penalty rate cuts?
Not like in Newcastle, not like there was in Melbourne and Sydney. Newcastle kind of workers took a different approach and sought to build capacity moving into the future and start a process of educating workers and getting a discussion going about how the ABC, the reintroduction or the revamped introduction of the ABCC was going to affect them, and what we need to do locally and in our region to mobilise for change into the future. So we had the Secretary of Hunter Workers, Daniel Wallace, conducted an information session at the Hunter Unions building in Newcastle. So we just start that discussion. So we can build capacity into the future. We'll take this stuff on and bring workers together.
Yeah, right. It seems like a bit of a... Because there's the penalty rate cuts, so there's the ABCC, and there's the Centrelink robo-debts, and as you mentioned before, these job network providers work for the dole, all this kind of rigmarole that unemployed people have to go through, and all those things are sort of working together to put downward pressure on wages. And meanwhile, houses are so expensive, and so there's workers haven't got much spare cash. Workers are in heaps of debt. There's no wage rises. It's not going to end well.
Well, it doesn't matter where you look. It doesn't matter where you look in any part of our society, and the attacks are going. The attacks are going. You have a look at the penalty rates cuts. Now, the penalty rate cuts, and you have a look here in New South Wales with the disability workers. People work with in the healthcare system with the disability workers, whether it be residential care or aged care, or they affect women dominated industries. So we've got a government that says, you know, power to women, let's empower women, and then they go and strip their wages, and then. And they're all libs, whether it's state or federal. They're all libs. They're all coalition. They're all got the same agenda. And then they have a go at young people. You know, they say young people are bludgers. They open up. You know, they use employment as a free market. And they open it up to whoever, to the lowest denominator. They give the corporations the opportunity to play one worker off to the other, so young people can't get work. So then they say young people are bludgers. Now we don't want to help young people. We don't want to help young people. We don't want to give them Centrelink. We don't give them access to income so they can feed themselves and be independent. Which puts pressure on parents that are, you know, quite often under the pressure as it is with, you know, housing, and you know we've got a society that got two parents. I've got to go to work to pay the bills. Now we're having to go at construction workers. We're trying to separate construction workers, which is the interesting thing about the new revamped ABCC. It doesn't just affect the guy or the girl on the construction site. It actually affects any industry or any occupation that comes in contact with the construction industry. So just as an example, the guy that was doing the fabrication down at the workshop down the road, that's if they get the work, if the work hasn't been offshored, the steel work hasn't been offshored. So that fabrication shop, there's a good relationship with their workforce, there's a good relationship with the workers' representatives through their unions, they've negotiated an advised bargaining agreement. Well, they have to now be code compliant, ABC or 2016 code compliant. So they can't actually tender for work, for that construction project unless they've stripped their relationship with their workforce and cut them down to the lowest possible denominator. So right across the board, workers and their families have been attacked. When you attack workers and their families, you're attacking our community, you're attacking our society we live in, and it's just their agenda. It's just in their DNA. It's just what they do.
Hmm. Yeah. No. Well, it's good to see people fighting back. We had Jed Carney on the line the other week, and yeah, she was sort of saying that. This is, or she kind of agreed that this is the thin edge of the wedge of these penalty rate cuts, and that if these aren't stopped now, it's likely to spread to other industries and to the rest of the weekend. And yeah, she was pretty fired up and foreshadowed sort of like your rights at work round two.
Yep.
So, yes, it's good to see March in March is back and it's happening. Up in Newey. And yeah, so how can people get involved if they're hearing about this for the first time and they want to get involved in the march in Newcastle or elsewhere?
Well, have a look at the, get on Facebook and look for, March Australia Newcastle, or and just look for March in March or March Australia just generally on Facebook, and you'll find the number of the pages for all the regions. If you want to get involved in Newcastle, you can send an email to marchinmarchhunter@gmail.com and we'll let you know what's going on, or you can follow us on our page and we'll give regular updates to when things are happening, or we'll see her at 1 o'clock at Wheeler Place, Newcastle, on the 25th of March.
Wicked. All right. Well, best of luck with getting a good turnout there, and thanks heaps for talking to us.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your time today. Take care,
brother. Thank you. You too. Lee Shears there from Lee's an activist with Hunter Workers up in Newcastle, and is, as we've mentioned, helping organise the March in March happening up in Newcastle, and there's a coalition of different political organisations and groups that are participating in that.